KGMI Morning News Extra.
It's a Friday morning, which means it's time for your lifestyle lookout. We take a look at all the events happening this weekend you may or may not be aware of. Joining us now, our lifestyle expert, our self-proclaimed lifestyle expert, and our co-anchor, Adam Smith. Goodness, it's getting hard to mix these things up every now and then. But Adam, tonight there's a really cool event. You wanted to start off with something that's benefiting kids and might be inspired by a new Beyonce single.
There's a great charity event happening this evening down at the Bellingham Yacht Club. That's right, Deanna. If you plan on heading down, though, listen up.
You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run.
That's not Beyonce.
I was going to say, yeah, that's a little different.
Kenny Rogers, of course. That's right, folks. Tonight is the Skookum Kids Charity Poker Tournament, the largest and most friendly card game in town. And all the proceeds go to Skookum Kids. It's an organization that licenses foster parents, places kids in loving homes, cares for kids at emergency shelters, and just works to make sure kids are safe in general. It's a really great cause. So this is a no-limit Texas Hold'em tournament with a $125 buy-in. You can also buy a VIP ticket for $175. That gets you 50% more starting chips. And in my experience, starting off with more chips is a huge advantage in Texas Hold'em. Either way, your ticket comes with a drink ticket and a free t-shirt. Plus, the top three finishers win a prize pack, so you will win something if you perform well. Skookum Kids Charity Poker Tournament kicks off tonight at 6 p.m. Again, that's down at the Bellingham Yacht Club. Go to the events page at skookumkids.org to register. You do need to register. Do it now if you're interested, because it is tonight at 6, like I just said. Also, if you didn't know, skookum is an old Northwest pigeon word. It means strong, impressive, or brave. So those kids certainly are skookum, aren't they?
They absolutely are. I've heard it defined also as cool. I think somebody in our building mentioned that to us as well. So it's a great charity. Skookum Kids does a lot of fantastic work throughout the year. So if you're willing to support them and you have a good hand at the hand of cards, go for it. Sign up for this event.
Sounds like a really fun time.
Absolutely. Another cool event coming up in the Cordata area. If you're a cartographer out there, it looks like this is the event for you. Or even if you're not into maps and all that jazz, maybe just like a little geography.
Yeah, I'm stoked for this one because I am really into maps. As the saying goes, maps codify the miracle of existence. So if you can appreciate that, you'll want to check out Charting the World, a journey through old and new maps. It's at the Cordata Gallery. There's an opening reception tomorrow from 4 to 6, but the exhibit runs all the way through May 18th, so plenty of time to check it out. The show celebrates the rich history and diverse forms of maps and map-inspired artworks while exploring their enduring significance and shaping our understanding of the world. So take the kids out for this one. Get them a tournament of geographies. geographers, rather. They don't have to be cartographers, but
no.
It's good to know a little bit of geography, right?
Either discipline is fine. Now, are these specific to our region, these maps, or are they encompassing the whole world?
It encompasses the whole world. They're both tangible physical maps and digital maps. So just head on down to the Cordata Gallery. That's located at 465 West Stewart Road. Speaking of digital maps, if you type that into Google Maps, you'll see it's just past Whatcom Community College on the right-hand side, just north of Whatcom Community College. Looks like a great exhibit, and it's completely free as well. Go to CordataGallery.com for all the details and get up there and enjoy some really cool maps.
Well, considering we use some form of Google Maps or some other GPS satellite navigation in our day-to-day lives, it's really cool to take a look back and see what we used to have to rely on to get to where we needed to go.
Exactly.
There we go. And for those of you who still miss the early 2000s punk and emo music covers, maybe even earlier than that, we've got a weekend for you in Bellingham starting tonight.
Sure, if you're a fan of 1990s era punk, even, you're in luck. Check it out.
With the music execution and the talk of revolution, fits in me. But when it goes out, give on the boat, the roots are radicals. Give on the boat, you know I'm a radical.
That's right, folks. Warp Detour is coming to the Wild Buffalo tomorrow night. They pretty much cover it all. No Effects, Rancid, Bad Religion, Descendants, Pennywise, and Less Than Jake, just to name a few. And for that younger crowd you just mentioned, they'll be joined by emo tribute band Ice Cream Social, who covers bands like Taking Back Sunday, Fall Out Boy, and My Chemical Romance. And if you're looking to hear some original tunes from a local punk rock band, Local Boys Box Cutter, they'll be opening up the show. They're always great. Show starts at 9 tomorrow. Just go to wildbuffalo.net for tickets to that one. And should be a rocking good time, so you might want to warm up for it. And guess what? There's another cover show at another downtown Bellingham venue tonight. Bands will spend the evening paying tribute to Blondie, Green Day, and Paramore down at the Shakedown down on State Street. So you can strap your Vans on and warm up, do some moshing or slam dancing or whatever it is the kids do these days. I don't even know. This one's also at 9 o'clock, but again, it's tonight at the Shakedown on State Street. Like I said, go to shakedownbellingham.com for tickets. Two nights of perhaps not so classic punk rock, but punk rock nonetheless. Like the Rancid song said, should be a radical fun time.
There we go. I think I might have a thought on that, what the kids are doing these days over in these shows. They're losing their glasses in the mosh pit.
Yes. The kids?
The kids. If you know, you know. Our lifestyle expert and our co-anchor, Adam Smith, with everything you need to know going on this weekend. Adam, thank you so much.
Thank you, Dion.